going on, everybody? It's another episode of The Stew Show. I have to get rid of some sound bites. As you guys know, I collect and get rid of, so I don't have to use them ever again. So today is just a quick soundbite show, but I hope you still enjoy it. When the music's over, party's over. The music's over. Turn up the lights. Turn up the lights. Turn up the lights. All the music in your back of the lights on fire. If you Jim, the insane one, is going out there. Hey, it is a late night. I am going to go see Freak Nasty tomorrow with Juke Joint in Sebastopol at the Hop Monk. And so I am staying up extra late tonight just to get ready to stay up late tomorrow night, because I got a 3-year-old and I usually don't stay up this late, but we're at a late hour right now. So, bear with me. Hey. Alright. Check this out. I know you think of sex crime scandals and secret agents. And maybe even spies when you hear this one. It's gonna get you going. It's gonna get you going. Went down to my friend's house tonight and we had this special butcher chop up a shitload of fucking ribeyes, barbecued them up. It was good. I'm searching. Theme, dude. But here it is. Ready? This one went down years ago before it was legal.
Meetings. for our own patient base. We follow the California, the laws for California to cultivate. Once local licensing started becoming possible for cultivation, it wasn't before the governor signed this bill last year. Now it's becoming possible. We went out and we're now participating with Desert Hot Springs for a legal cultivation. So it's going to be a place where the police could come in, the government could come in, inspect it. So we're moving forward with full legalization on cultivation as well. Paying everything you got to pay for, making sure that when you build your building, it's built to the right specs. Again, the government's involved in every part of it. So, again, we're moving forward with the regulations, even though it's going to cost us a lot of money. The investment team that's behind it has already put $2 million in just to buy the property. You know, so it's going to cost a lot of money, and you're not
going to... All right, you get it where I'm going with this, but hold on. Here it is. That was pretty hot.
So, they're not down at all because, you know, sativas are more known for their creativity and things like that. So we find people who are working in the creative field, they want to smoke sativas, you know, which is an important distinction between indicas and sativas. A lot of people don't know that different types of marijuana can affect you differently, you know, and there are some people who are medicating for certain ailments. Well, they should smoke something that specifically works for those ailments. If you're smoking because you're looking for creativity, because you're looking for you don't want to lay on the couch and go to sleep, then you should smoke sativas. If you are looking for that, it's nighttime, I want to relax, time to go to bed, you should smoke indicas because that's going to bring you down and give you that body high with the CBD chemical.
Yeah, all right, pal, I get it. Some of us are hardcore, we only smoke indica, but sativas are cool and all, I suppose, for some people. Any hoozle. This guy says if you don't want to drink fucking alcohol, you should take LSD.
LSD could cure alcoholism? Wow.
Well, you're seeing so much research now in psychedelics that clinics are opening up. There's a clinic in L.A. for ketamine. You know, wow. And you're seeing MDMA clinics opening
up. Look at this. What most of them do not realize is that the program's co-founder, Bill Wilson, credited the psychedelic drug LSD for alleviating his alcoholism and believed the drug could be used to treat others as well. Holy shit. So those friends of Bill, they didn't get all the information.
It's kind of like
you're friends of Bill if you're in the Alcoholics Anonymous, right? That's what they call themselves? Like,
yeah.
Friends of Bill, that's like the code?
Bill W.
But they didn't get that experience.
Kind of like the mushrooms on quitting cigarettes.
Yeah.
Do you think they tell them?
I never heard this before today.
How could you not tell these people? Wilson first began experimenting with LSD in Los Angeles at the Veterans Administration back in 1956. But after taking his first hit of acid, he realized that it was not the aspect of terror that could help remedy alcoholism, but rather the insight one could attain from stepping into a world of simulated insanity.
Whoa.
Wilson believed that using the LSD could help the alcoholic discover a power greater than ourselves that, in turn, could restore us to sanity. However, he was adamant that using acid to combat the demons of alcoholism was not something that one could expect from a single dose. He's like, more research is required.
Take multiple doses. And then, when you're done that, put this on. Stop. You fucking dumbass. Alright, hold on. I wanted to play you something, but I think I just deleted it, dude. Fucking so silly. It's hard to do what I'm doing. But anyway, let's go back. Let's go back. Oh my good Lord, you gotta be kidding me. Hold on. Hang your hat on this. Fuck. I gotta cut.